Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Alrighty, this is the mentoring edition. I have no idea how long this edition will be. It's every Saturday morning, but I get so many people obviously DMing me and through Instagram and emails that want me to mentor them. And I don't mentor one-on-one. So I try to create a system where I can, you know, have it to scale where I could mentor many people. So picture a lot of you having coffee with me this morning. I'm going to give you a simple thought because it's going to be fairly brief. Bite off more than you can chew. What are you talking about, Sean? Everything I've ever done that has achieved great, at, you know, at a tremendous level, everything I've ever owned, everything I bit off more than I can chew. I jumped out of the plane and then made the parachute on the way down. You're never going to see all the pieces. I was working with a business owner this week and he was so orderly, like this had to be this way, this had to be that way. And then something happened where it totally changed the scope of the job and he had a meltdown. I said, well, there's 100 things that can happen. I said, a plan is a mere suggestion in our business. I said, you know, this customer could have asked for A, B, or C, or D the day we started. You don't know what they're going to change. I said, that's how we make money, all these changes. I said, so if these changes bother you, you're going to have trouble. I said, everything I've ever done, I've had to adjust on the fly. You want to be a great entrepreneur, you got to learn to bite off more than you can chew and grow into it. Sometimes you have to grow into the person you need to be to handle the responsibilities you've just taken on. I mean, I look at everything I've done, I was never ready for it. The shoes were always too big for me. But I looked at the opportunity, the payoff, and I'm like, well, okay, I got to figure this out. Because if I figured it out, this is the payoff. This is the opportunity. This is where I'm going to be. And still now in midlife, I'm biting off way more than I can chew. I got more on my plate this year than I've had on my plate in the last decade. Yeah, I mean, great opportunities. It's going to be challenging, you know, personally. It's going to be extremely financially rewarding, but that doesn't even move the needle really for me anymore. I mean, I want to get paid well for my time. And I want there to be a payoff, but it's not the single motivator. I like being challenged. I like having challenges. So if you think every challenge you have that you're going to see how it's all going to fit, that's never going to happen. You're going to have opportunities where you got to take some tremendous leap of faith. And you're going to have to bet on yourself. And you're going to have to say, yeah, I can do that. And you're not quite sure you can. You're going to have to bite off more than you can chew. And now listen, I just got to tell you, when you do that, you're going to have to back it up. You're going to have to figure it out. One thing I used to do in high school, I remember, you know, this, you know, I was a decent athlete and compete, you know, as a Division I athlete and wrestling was one of the sports. And I remember I would always tell people how I was going to win on Friday. It didn't matter how it was, but I would always kind of do like the Ali thing. Yeah, I'm going to punish him in the first period. And I'm going to wear him out. And then in the second period, I'm going to just, you know, toy with him. And then, you know, I'll pin him obviously in this. I did it because I wanted to set a standard on how I wanted to perform. It's the idea. I got a vision in my head of, okay, I'm putting myself out there because I'm telling people that I'm going to, you know, I'm competing against this really good person on Friday and I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. I did it because I had to grow into that person that forced me to work hard. To train hard, to be better, to go into every match with a plan. Well, I do the same thing in business. I get this opportunity. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm not quite sure how we're going to pull it off. But then I start telling a few people, guess what? I'm thinking about doing this. And they know when I'm thinking about it, I'm doing it. And then I tell them how I want it to work out. I start giving them a vision of what I want to accomplish. And then I grow into what I'm taking on. But never, ever, ever, ever was I ready for any of it. I can't think of one thing I was ready for after the age of 22 that I've taken on. And I've taken on quite a bit. But I'm sitting out on my screen porch. It's gorgeous here. I'm looking at a pretty gorgeous house. And I'm looking at a guest house that my mom lives in. And if I turn around, I see a beautiful swimming pool. I see a pool house. And if I walked into the garage, I see a pretty nice fleet. I mean, it's paid for itself. That's my point. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I wouldn't have any of this. I'd have a lot of average stuff. My life would be very average. And then at a later date, somebody might have told me, you know what? You were created with some extraordinary talent, but you never challenged yourself. Guess what? I challenge myself, and I challenge you today. Bite off a little more than you can chew. Step out in faith. Do something that makes you uncomfortable. Take on a responsibility that you're not ready for. Agree to do something that's going to push you. Grow into the person you want to be. That's my challenge for you for this Saturday mentoring edition. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you need more leads, you need more traffic to your site, they're fantastic. They work with my company, and I am one of the founders. So I'm biased, but they're incredible, and that's why I am involved with the company. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again next week. This podcast, very simple goal. It's only for people that want to start and or grow a business. It's designed to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. That's what I'm passionate about. Sean Castorina, thank you so much for listening.